Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. How are you, Prof?
Hi, very well, thanks, Simon. How are you doing?
Also very good, Prof. Prof, I gave you some homework last night. Not many people know that I give profs homework, but I do, because we had a listener who was listening from Israel last night who was asking about certain co-illnesses that may accompany or seem like COVID-19, but in children. Did you manage to read the question, Prof?
Yeah, I did see your email earlier on. Yes, we actually haven't said very much about coronavirus infection in children, have we?
Not at all.
I think the main reason for that is that it's probably up to now we've kind of recognized that in children either causes no disease at all or any very mild disease. In fact, the data bears that out. I've just pulled out some data from the United States. Children under the age of 18 years comprise about 22% of the American population, 22%. But yeah, of COVID cases, only 1.7%. So you can see that it's in children seem to be certainly a very much milder illness. Many of them either don't have symptoms at all, or what has been noticed in children is that their symptom might be very different to adults. Maybe more tummy problems rather than respiratory problems and so on. So it's often not recognized in kids, but on the other hand, they still, of course, remain vectors of transmission. They can still transmit it to adults. And this is why children are important from an epidemic point of view. Because it's not recognized that easily in them, they can spread the virus quite readily. But now we've had this thing, its official name is it's a bit of a mouthful. Pediatric multi-system inflammatory syndrome. Will you remember that, Simon?
Can't promise, Prof.
It's still fortunately quite rare. They've been in the New York cities is where most of the cases have been reported from. So far, about 64 children have been reported, and a few also in the United Kingdom. And it presents as quite a severe disease, unlike normality when children get infected. And as the name implies, multi-system inflammatory, it's an inflammation of many organs in the body, including the lungs, but also other organs. And this, unlike, it doesn't seem to be directly due to the virus. It seems to be due to the immune response of the child to the virus. In other words, an immune-mediated disease, which occurs later, sort of after the infection. And what it does, what the immune system, the damage that it does, is that it affects the blood vessels throughout the body, including the lungs, and it makes the blood vessels much more leaky. In other words, they leak fluid into the surrounding tissue, and the lungs get filled up with fluid, as well as other organs as well. And many of these children, not all, but many of these children land up in ICU, in intensive care, where they need support, either ventilatory support for the lungs or renal support for the kidneys and so on. So it's an uncommon disease, but it is quite a serious disease. So far, fortunately, there haven't been any fatalities. But as I said before, quite a number have landed up in ICU and needed support from there. It's actually very similar to another disease called Kawasaki disease. Yes. Nothing to do with a motorcycle. But it's a disease first described by a gentleman by the name of Kawasaki. There, in fact, there have been fatalities, about 1%. And also, it's the immune response of the host, of the child, which causes the damage. Very similar, also affecting blood vessels, also causing leakage into the surrounding organs. So it may well be that the coronavirus, and this is also this pediatric multi-system inflammatory syndrome, or PMIS to make it shorter, associated with coronavirus, probably the virus also elicits an immune response, and that immune response then causes the disease. But fortunately, as I said before, it's quite a rare thing. Hopefully, we're not going to pick up more and more of it. But it's now very recently been recognized. Up to now, children have been relatively spared. But again, I said this is quite a rare complication.
Thank you for addressing that, Prof. I was certainly out of my pay grade when I saw that question come through yesterday, and I just thought the last thing one needs at a time like this is people espousing opinions when they're not qualified to do so. So, yeah, thank you for the factual explanation, and Yeah, we're going to leave it there for this week, Prof. Thanks for all your input throughout the week. And I take it you're going to be back with us on Monday.
Only with pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.